Blog Talk Radio.
Have the meeting
And we could have met and gone over more policy, but I hadn't reviewed anything, so I just decided to take the evening off and give everybody else the evening off as well. On today, we're going to continue in this false salvation. We're going to be looking at those reasons why, you know, what is the problem with the people who Messiah says, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you, or I knew you not. And we're going to be looking at the heart, because there's some things that are said in Scripture, and then when you look at them, we know when we look at things in the Scripture, a lot of times we need to go back into the original language to see what is actually there, because the translation sometimes does not bring everything to the forefront in the way some things may be written. So we're going to take a look at this, and I pray that that we are able to understand that the Most High speaks of two hearts in man. And so we have, we're going to look at that, because most people are serving him from one heart, but it's the other heart that he's really after. Okay. And so we'll take a look at this, and hopefully I am able to make it clear in what the Most High is showing me in this, that, you know, that what we are doing, or what people do, is they're serving him not with their inner heart. It's more so of an outer heart that they're serving him with. And so we're going to continue to look at this on this morning. On this evening. I want to welcome everybody in Pal Talk and Blog Talk on the internet in general, wherever you may be, whether you're in North America or South America, whether you're on the African continent, whether you're in the Middle East, the Far East, the European theater. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ. So I'm going to go ahead and start this off. We're going to do our statement of faith. We have the ladies who cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads as we go before the Most High with our statement of faith and in prayer. We want to welcome everybody today. As we are finishing up this series, there is a lot to this and from many different angles. And so I never thought that we would be up to lesson number 18 in this, and we're still not quite finished. Nevertheless, you know, we as Yah will, so will we continue in this vein, so that we ourselves can worship the Most High the way that he wants us to worship him, and we don't fall into a group of believers that he doesn't know. Okay, and so it's conditioned, as I'm saying, a condition of the heart, or one of the hearts that he speaks of in the Scripture. So, holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. I believe that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. We just glorify you on this day, Father. And we thank you for all that you have done for us during this week, Father. We bow down and we honor you on this your day, Father. And we honor you in it. You have said this is what your people shall do, Father. And we we just want to be obedient to your word. And God, so we just thank you right now for everything that you do for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. All glory and honor and praise and majesty belong to you, O Yah Elohim. All belong to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah Elohim. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you will forgive us our sins. We forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, in spirit and in truth. Father, you said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins, and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work, that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. And our scripture for tonight, this evening, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep the commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High bless you to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. The blowing of the shofar.
Without borders, let me work upon the world. wherever you would call me, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Thank you.
go ahead and jump into this particular lesson. As we have been going through this, I know that this series has upset quite a few people on a global scale. And only thing I can say is it is what it is. As the Most High has given this to me, and as we have pursued this, you know, I've seen participation in a lot of places drop, and that's okay because it is for who it is. And pray that it can, that it blesses someone, and if you are not walking according to the ways of the Most High, if it has offended you, then I can't really apologize for that. I said apologetically because the Most High wants those who are for him. And if we are living if we're living in a lie or we're living in untruth, then Yah wants us to come out of that. But if, you know, he's already said, if we are deceived with this and we choose to believe a lie, then it is he that is causing that to happen. And so, you know, I pray that the Most High opens hearts and opens ears in this, and that people allow him to minister to them, because he says, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. I knew you not. And so, you know, that tells me that those are believers. And those people who are believing, they're believing on him as their Savior, as their Messiah. And it's a hard thing to hear. Nevertheless, we want to walk in spirit and in truth with our Elohim and do things as he has said. So, you know, we have looked at that he says that it is brotherly love with. It is not keeping commandments of the Most High. That gives us, you know, when we understand his heart, his commandments, his statutes, his ordinance, his judgments, that he gives us those things because it is his heart and his mind on those particular things, those things that he says will give us life. And so if that has upset some people, I can just say, oh, well, may Yah open your eyes and your ears to his word, and as many as he should call. We will continue in this series until he lets me let go of it. Okay, with that being said, we're going to start looking at these two hearts that the Most High has shown me that is in man, the heart and the soul. But there's two hearts that he speaks of. So this has to do with our walk. And this has to do with why the vast majority go wrong. Because they're serving, here's the thing, they're serving him with their heart, but not the heart that he is looking for. Hope that makes sense. It does serve him with your whole heart, but your whole heart is actually made up of two different hearts. I won't even say half, it's like a heart within a heart, the hidden heart. So you have your outward heart that can be seen, and then you have your hidden heart that is not known, but the Most High can read it. He knows what it is. So we're going to look at this on today. So we've, in the past lesson, we have seen where you can, it's possible to believe that you are saved and that you're regenerated, that you're a regenerated Christian, and to believe that you are in a union with Yahuwah and still be rejected because Yahuwah did not know you. Now, we've seen that he says that himself. In you know, many shall come to me in the last days and say, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out unclean spirits in your name? Did we not heal people in your name? Did we not do wondrous works in your name? And so they're professing him. You know, these are believers. But then he says, get away from me. I never knew you. And so we have to deal with that because we don't want to be in that group. Yahuwah, that is knowing us, that determines our salvation. it's not us knowing him, it's him knowing us that determines our salvation. Not us thinking we know him. The vast majority of believers rejected the thought. They knew Messiah. But did Yahuwah know them? Did he know them? But he says, get away from me. They thought they knew him. But he says he didn't know them. And this is what determines whether we get in, is him knowing us. He says he didn't know them. And for that reason alone, they were cast out of heaven. They were cast out of the body. They were not allowed in. And he didn't know them because they failed to actually regenerate. They learned the love of Elohim and to come in union with him through the keeping of his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, and his judgment, which he calls agape love. The love of Elohim. And he wants us to know him from that standpoint and to love him from that standpoint. Not to love him like we would love our brother. Because mankind's love is corrupt. How can you love truly and in a true way if by very nature, he says, in our flesh dwells no good thing. There's always a motive. There's always some secondary reason, you know, and even if it's genuine, it's coming from a corrupt heart and a corrupt mind. And so how can we genuinely love? He says, no, I don't want you to love that way. I want you to love with the love that I have, the love that I show you. That's how I want you to love. So having Yahuwah know us depends upon authentic regeneration or rebirth. That part of our mind, part of our heart was changed, but then there was a level that was not changed. It was another heart, and it's a level, but the way the scriptures speak of it, it's like a second heart that we did not love him with. And that second heart wouldn't let us have the love of Elohim. It let us have phileo love, the love of brotherly love, but it did not allow us to have agape love. And if you read it in the English, it'll be hard to see this. But when you go back to the Hebrew, and you read that we're about to read shortly here, you'll see that he doesn't say what it's actually saying in the English. And from that standpoint, we have to deal with it. So having Messiah to love us depends upon us getting agape love. Because he tells only the ones that are going to be accepted are those that overcome, those that find the straight gate and walk in it. They find life. Everybody else that doesn't find the straight gate, they don't come into relationship with him. He doesn't know them to accept, but that's what the scriptures are saying. I don't know you. You didn't come in by me. You said you did, and you said you know me. I didn't know you. And if I don't know you, you can't come in. You can't enter. So you're doing stuff in my name, but you're kind of using my name illegally. You got no authority to use it. Now, the spirits and what have you, they will honor that, but you really have no authority. Because I don't know you. I didn't give you permission. So I told you to do everything in my name when you come into correct relationship with me. A lot of things that people assume. You know, it's like going to work for a company. and then the company doesn't give you permission to speak on behalf of the company, but you're going around saying this company sucks, you know, they can actually sue you for that. But they didn't give you the authority to say that. And it might be your opinion, but they could actually sue you if they wanted to do that because you don't have the authority to officially say that. But we don't think about things that way. But Messiah is saying this to us. I didn't know you. And so you're claiming to do works in my name, and he doesn't say they didn't do the works in his name. He doesn't say that they don't claim him, but he doesn't claim them. So it's very important, it's very critical that we understand it's him knowing us and not us knowing him. We got to do the things that make him know us. Oh, yep, that's one, that's mine. They belong to me. Their heart is right with me. They're loving me the way that I said to love me. They're keeping my laws, my statutes, my commandments. They're obeying my voice. Those are the ones that I want. Now, if this is true, and the scriptures are saying this is what's going on, then we have to also prove that the vast majority of people have a faulty concept of what is rebirth or what is regeneration, where they are sent away forever. They're thinking they've been reborn. They're thinking that they have been regenerated, but he says they haven't. That's heavy. And, you know, what's so bad about it is they're positive. I'm born again. But I don't keep Sabbath. I eat what I want to eat. I pray on it and ask Most High to bless it. I know he has those dietary laws, but I don't feel they apply to me. They're positive. That what they're doing is acceptable to him. So there was something in their theology that told them that they were in union with him. So we got to prove that there's something faulty theology. What is faulty about what they consider to be a rebirth? Because this is where they're failing at. The true union with Messiah is based upon having the love of Elohim, agape love, having it bestowed upon you and you accepting and returning it to the Most High. I gave you my statutes, my laws, my commandments, my ordinances, my judgment. I gave them to you because I love you and I want you to live. If you shall do them, you shall live. Now return my love by doing them. Don't reject my love by not doing them. And hear this. Now we're going to look at why they did not come into union. And it is a condition of the heart, but you have to see this because we got a conscious mind and we got a subconscious mind. We got a conscious heart and we got a subconscious heart. And the two don't always match up. And so we need to take a look at that. Whenever we attempt to bring that which is of the invisible world to graphics or words. Most times, some of his concepts are spiritual, and they're hard to picture, they're hard to draw in a graphic. But if we could draw this in a graphic, if you could imagine two cones, one cone inside of another cone, so you got a large cone, and at the center of that cone is agape love. The love of the Most High. And then you got another cone inside of that. and that inside of that cone is smaller than the first cone. That smaller cone is agape love, and everything outside of that inner cone, phileo love or brotherly love, falls in. See if I can paint that picture again. You got a cone, you got two cones, one cone inside of another cone. And the smaller cone inside of the larger cone would represent your heart, where agape love would reside. Outer, everything outside of that inner cone, to the outer cone, all that space would belong to phileo love, brotherly love. So it's two separate hearts, okay? Go to Matthew, chapter 22. The book of Matthew, chapter 22. Yahuwah said unto him, thou shalt love Yah, thy Elohim, with all thy heart, with all of thy heart, and with all of thy soul, and with all of thy mind. 7. And thou shalt love, go to Matthew, chapter 12, Mark, chapter 12, and verse 30. Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. And thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. So when we look at this, go to Luke chapter 10. Because Messiah repeats this over and over again, but he adds a little bit in Luke to this. And he answers to it. And he answering said, thou shalt love Yah, thy Elohim, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. So Messiah was teaching that there are three sections to man in the invisible realm. You got the heart, you got the soul, and you got the mind in the invisible realm. Now, we see a soul, and we can physically see that on the outside, but you are a spirit, and that can be considered sort of a soul, the spirit man. And so these are the three levels that Messiah wants to deal with people. Your mind is what you think with. Your heart, which you're going to find out is actually made up of two parts, is your will and your ability to receive the Most High. Your conscious heart that we actually do brotherly love out of, or with your subconscious that is hidden from us. See, we don't really know what goes on in our subconscious, but the Most High speaks to it. So he gives us what he gives us is important to our understanding. Elohim constructs or creates everything from the inside out. From the inside out. He doesn't start on the outside and then build inward. With anything, he starts with the heart of a thing and builds out. And so if we can understand this process, he doesn't build a tree by starting at the bark. Starts at the core and works his way out. This is what's going to be a tree. Yahuwah is giving us a clue as the stepping stones of the invisible realm of man. The inner man. The heart is at the very center. The soul is next. And the mind is the outer portion of the activity. So we got the heart, we got the soul, and then we got the mind. To see if we can verify this by scripture. The Bible describes human depravity, and we talked about depravity as a condition of the heart, in the heart, because sin is a principle of man's inward life. It's inward. Depravity is just our nature to just sin, to disobey, coming from somewhere. Okay, and it's coming from the inner man. Go to Matthew chapter 15. The book of Matthew chapter 15. And forgive me, I think, I don't know whether I got allergies or whether I got something else, but something's going on with my sinuses and my throat. Continue. Matthew chapter 15, verse 19 and 20. For out of the heart, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man. So he's telling us, out of the heart flows these things. It's this subconscious part that if it's corrupt, then we will do those things and we don't really know why we do them. But he says this is in all men. Heart, in the heart is where the subconscious of I am Miles, of who I am, exists. It's not when it says I am in the Bible and the Most High says I am, he's telling you that he exists. And in our heart is where we exist. Our true self. It is our very core of who we are. And we got a conscious portion of that, and we got a subconscious portion of that. But it's the center of who we are. So out of the heart, one half of it, or one of them, and I'm going to read this verse shortly so you can see that there's two, one of them flows these evil thoughts, these murderers, these adulteries, these fornications, the thoughts of doing those things and actually doing them, the blasphemy. And we know, and I still want to say this, that blasphemy is a willful disobedience, disobeying of the Most High. And so out of the heart flows those things that we are willfully disobedient to him. We know something is wrong, but we choose to do it anyway. That's depravity. Let's do Psalm 12. And for those of you who have the Bible program that I gave you, I want you to open it up. And I want you to look at this. Psalm 12, verse 2. The book of Psalms, chapter 12, and verse 2. Now, when we read this in the English, I'm going to read it in the English. And then I'm going to read what the Hebrew actually has there. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. A double heart. So we might say double-minded. But really, if you look at that in the Hebrew, it says they speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double. The word there is L-E-B, lave, or lave, L-A-B-E, same word. They put a lave, that's a word for heart. Just look at the word for heart right next to it. It's the exact same word. Okay, so it's saying they speak with two hearts. They said double heart. Okay, heart, do they speak. Now, one heart, two hearts. With two hearts, do they speak? It's going to be significant. Because to be double-minded or to be double-hearted, that means that you can have one opinion or two opinions on the same thing, and they don't match. Then the other heart. So they wrote it as double heart, but it's really heart. So you can speak out of one heart or you can speak out of the other. He says, with flattering lips. But you can be speaking out of one heart and flattering somebody and don't mean it. Or you can be speaking out of one heart and be flattering somebody and mean it. Coming from a different heart. What he's saying. The word double here is, in reality, it's a mistranslation. It was simply put in there to express something implied. In reality, the Hebrew used the word lev twice, lev, lev. In other words, it says, lev, lev, the word lev means center or heart. This is important to us to realize, for what the Old Testament is telling us is that there are two centers, two hearts, two I am locations. I am good and I am evil. Two different hearts. They don't have to agree with each other. One is actually invisible to the other. Show up. Because it's really what they call the subconscious. Subconsciously, this is what you think, but publicly, this is what you say. Two different hearts, two different minds. So this is what's happening to most believers, to many of them that are rejected. They're coming from the wrong heart. One heart is speaking flattering things. Two heart, they don't mean it. Their inner heart, they don't mean it. And the Most High is looking at that inner heart. Is it really in you? Which heart are you speaking to me from? So you can say that you love me from one heart, but the other heart is far from me. Because in actuality, you don't either believe it or you haven't committed to it. You're not serving me from that level, from that depth. So they can honestly believe in their heart, one of them, the one that we perform brotherly love out of, that they're doing what they're told to do. But the heart that the Most High is looking for, that subconscious heart, that inner heart, the hidden heart, that we can't really see, it is either doing what the Most High said, and that's the way that it actually is, or it is not. And what he's saying is the vast majority of people don't actually believe in their inner heart, the heart that would tell them to obey the Most High. They can even say they're obeying the Most High and not be obeying him. So if we believe this first, that they are serving the Most High with two separate and distinct hearts. Heart one, lev one, and lev two. One heart says one thing, the other heart says something else. Did you see why the Bible keeps saying you got to serve the Most High with your whole heart? Those two together, it's your whole heart. You got to believe. They got to agree. Heart number one and heart number two have to agree. And evidently they are not. Two hearts make up one heart. It's considered to be one heart, but it's really a heart within a heart. So lev, lev, heart one and heart two. But those together make up your whole heart. If you're only serving from one of them and they don't agree, then you didn't serve the Most High with your whole heart. You served him with one of them, and that one was not the heart of the inner man. The subconscious. That which he says he searches. See, the part that we think that we can hide because we think we're in control of it, but we're really not. It is either we truly believe and worship him with both hearts or we don't. We just say we do on the outside, but inwardly we are rebellious. We don't believe what's written. We don't believe that he's in control. We think that, you know, all we got to do is put on the show of the outer heart. Let me take care of my sister here. Let me feed my brother. Let me do this inwardly. Inwardly, our motive is not correct. It's not coming from agape love. So I pray that we can see this, that because we got two hearts. And the one heart, what we would consider the heart, is actually made up of two hearts. And I've tried to describe that by describing a cone within a cone. So if you take the whole outer cone that's bigger, that's the entire heart, and you put another cone on the inside of that, that would be the heart of the inner man, the subconscious, the part where the Most High says we need to serve him from, not just the outer heart where, you know, where we can control what we say and what we do, but inwardly, subconsciously, there's something faulty and we don't really serve him the way that he wants to be served. We got a totally different view. And maybe if somebody gave us some truth serum or something like that, it would come out. Well, you know, I don't really believe all that. But it says it's what we're supposed to do. Whatever it is, that inward heart, that second heart, is not doing what the Most High wants, not where he wants. You know, with my outward heart, my will to do things, you know, I operate out of that heart on a conscious level. I'm going to go to the store. That is, I have the will to go to the store and buy something. That's that outward heart. That's that conscious heart. Okay? Inner heart, it remains unknown. It remains hidden. Subconsciously, you knew you had to go to the store. Subconsciously, you might have said, I don't want to go to a conflicting thought. Okay, so this is where the Most High operates at, in the hidden part, a secret, the mystery. This is where the Most High is operating at. And this is what he's looking at, and this is what he's searching. The inner man, inner heart, the second heart, or let's say the first heart is the outer heart, and the second heart is going to be that heart, that part of your heart that really has the desire to serve him, truly serve him, that will accept agape love, accept his instruction, and not reject it and walk in it. It becomes part of our nature. That's what he's looking for. And so the secret inner heart, the mind, the will of man is represented by the second cone in that description that I gave you, that inner man. And that is the real true seat of a man, where he actually resides, the true him, the things that the way he actually feels and thinks about things. What they call the subconscious heart is the one that hasn't been regenerated. the outward heart, the first heart gets regenerated and people learn what they're supposed to do. We're supposed to cast out demons. We're supposed to feed the hungry. We're supposed to do wondrous works in his name. And they go about to do those things, but the inner heart really is doing it for self and not for the Most High and not obeying the Most High. It's unregenerated. So when the Most High says, I search the heart, talking about that inner man, that inner heart, the subconscious, where you can't really control that. It either is you, and you have been regenerated in that heart, or you have not. And somewhere, there's a switch that generates, and the Most High will have to show what that is, or that switch never gets flipped. Something, whether it's unbelief, whether it's disobedience, whether it is, whatever it is, it keeps that switch from turning on and regenerating the inner man, his subconscious, who he really is. It doesn't get regenerated. When he says heart, heart, one heart gets regenerated, and the other one does not. Doesn't get regenerated. What we have to deal with and know that this is the issue with most men who come to the Most High, men and women. When I say man, I'm going to say mankind, human beings. So it is the secret in our heart, the subconscious, that has to be regenerated. And he's saying the vast majority of people, this never happens to him. The vast majority of people are serving him with what I'm going to call their outer heart, their conscious mind. But inwardly, secretly, hidden, even from them, is their true heart. And this is what he's telling us in the scriptures. They're serving me with heart number one, but with heart number two, they're not serving me. They both make up the whole heart. They're actually divided into two. And so what we consciously know, what we can consciously think, what we control our actions with, they will serve him from that. But their real heart, when it comes down to it, never got regenerated. They never received agape love because they don't obey everything that he says. They obey something that, you know, makes sense to them to obey. That's what they obey. But the things that they can't make sense out of, they don't obey it. You know, if it says whatever, and you don't understand it, but you can see to do it, and you don't, you just do it because you want to, you fear him, and you don't want to be disdaining, but secretly they don't want to do that. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. So I'm not going to do that. And no matter what you say, I might say it openly, yes, I agree with that, but inwardly I don't. I'm conflicted. I'm, as they say, double-minded. On one hand, I feel this way, but on the same topic, another hand, I feel this way about it. And so inwardly, I'm not going to actually obey that. In front of you, I might obey it. But really, when I'm really confronted with it, as this is the way it has to be or should be, I won't do it. Because it's not really in my core, my inner heart to do it. In my core, I don't care who said it. I'm not obeying that. What do you think? That heart hasn't been regenerated. If you believe the Most High said it, and that settles it, it's probably going to be both of your hearts are in agreement. If there's something in the scriptures that outwardly, you know the Most High said it, but inwardly, you don't agree with it, well, probably you can agree consciously, but subconsciously, you really don't agree with it. So the Most High must not have meant that. He must not have meant that that way. Whatever the case may be, he's saying we have two hearts and we're operating out of both. And the one that he wants is the inner man, the subconscious. You know, when you're not thinking about something, when you're not, you know, consciously contemplating this, what will you do? That's the man I'm looking for. That's the man I want to regenerate. That's the heart that I want. Go to Psalms 119. I pray this is 119. Get verse 2. Psalms 119 and verse 2. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. Both of your hearts that consciously you are seeking him and subconsciously you are seeking him. Consciously, not consciously you're seeking him, but subconsciously you don't really want to know because you don't really want to do all that he says to do. Or you don't believe everything that he says. The whole heart. This word in the Hebrew, whole, is ka'ol, kol, K-O-L. And it means every part, the whole, all of it together. In other words, the two hearts of man, the two centers of man, must unite together, be of one mind, be of one heart. Got to be together. They got to agree. Your subconscious and your conscious have to agree. Agree on what Yah says is true. And typically, what we can't come together at is our inner heart won't agree with what Yah says. This is the problem with the vast majority of believers who get told to go away. I never knew you. Your inner heart was never for me. Your subconsciously you opened your mouth and you flattered me. Subconsciously, you didn't want to do what I said to do. You wanted to do what you wanted to do. I hope we can hear this. I need to have both your hearts, conscious and subconscious, agreeing in one so that you can serve me with your whole heart. Go to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with your whole heart, heart number one and heart number two, with your conscious and subconscious heart, with your conscious and subconscious mind. when you want me, not just because you fear going to the lake, but you want me because you know I'm the bringer, truly the bringer of life. And what I tell you to do, you believe inwardly and outwardly that this will bring you life. And you do it from that position, your whole heart, heart number one and heart number two. The word all here is again ba'ol, ba'ol. And before it, it means every part together, the complete heart, the whole of the pieces of the heart together. Not talking about the left ventricle and the right ventricle and whatever the lower part of the heart is, the physical heart. He's talking about your conscious heart and your subconscious heart. Those are your conscious will and your subconscious will. He wants them to agree. Put it all together and serve me from that. Don't be double-minded. So your outward heart, your first heart, which is dealing with your conscious, it's saying one thing, I love you, yeah, but your inner heart is not really saying that. Your inner heart is in conflict. Your heart number two, that which is you can't really control your subconscious, you got a problem going on. And those two don't become one. So you're serving him with half a heart. Or one of your hearts. The other heart you're not serving him with. Go to Jeremiah 24 and 7. Jeremiah chapter 24 and verse 7. In the word of the Most High, read, and I will give them a heart to know me, that I am Yah, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. And this is the way he wants us to return unto him, consciously and subconsciously belonging to him, consciously and subconsciously of a mind and heart to serve him, and that is who and what we are. We're not conflicted. We're not double-minded. We don't say we believe this, but we don't believe that. We don't have our own opinion outside of what Yah says. I believe. Okay, what did Yah say? Well, he said this, but this is what I believe. Conflicted, that's double-minded. It is dealing with him from two separate hearts. That's the way he puts it in the script. With one heart, you serve me, but the other one, you don't. Consciously, you say you love me. Subconsciously, you don't love me. So he says that he would give us a heart to know him. The only way you can know him truly is to obey him, to walk in all his commandments, his ordinances, his laws, his judgments. That's the only way you can truly know him. You can say, Yah said this. And you can actually say, this is what Yah will do, based upon what you know of him. If you know him, he don't play. He does terrible things. You might think you're getting away now, but Yah will repay. You know him. Your Elohim, truly. Because you know him. And you, and if you know him, then you know you have to be scared of him. Not respect him, you have to be scared of him. I don't want a God I got to be scared of. Then you don't want this Elohim. You don't know him. And he don't know you. Oh, my Elohim is all loving. He's all merciful and he's all kind. Then you don't know him. And he don't know you. If he's merciful to those that know him and keep his commandments, that fear him. Go to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. Let's get verse 37. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 7. If we understand, I hope we are understanding this concept that we have two hearts, as the Most High said. And we have to serve him from both of those hearts. Both of those hearts together make up our whole heart toward him. Matthew 22 and 37. Thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart, completely, with your whole heart, with both of them, your conscious and your subconscious heart. Both of them. Got to be on the same page. So the commandment of Yah was that we agape love with all our heart, that we love his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, his judgments with all our heart, and with all our whole heart, and with each heart, heart number one and heart number two. If a man, in fact, has two hearts, two sinners, and the commandment is obvious. Love him with what? Both of them. Love the Most High with both of those hearts. Undivided. Both hearts forged together, fused together, undivided, complete. Perfectly in agreement with each other. Not one heart publicly says this and subconsciously or privately this heart says that. Completely. Give me a hot second. I think I cut this off. One moment. We said this is the issue with all those believers. For me, you never gave me your whole heart. You never gave me both your conscious and your subconscious heart. You never gave me that inner heart. Chapter 16. Second Chronicles chapter 16. And let's get verse 9. For the eyes of Yah run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have war. Now, he's talking to the king and says, you serving me with two hearts. And because you are serving me with two hearts, fault in you. Now you're going to have war because you're not serving me from a perfect heart. You have conflict. Read that again. For the eyes of Yah run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have war. Now, let's see how Asa responded to this. Then Asa was wroth with the seer. You came and asked and put him in a prison house. For he was enraged with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. But he didn't want to hear what Yah said. You're not serving me from a perfect heart. There's obedience in one of your hearts, and it's the inner heart. You say that you obey me, but you really don't. And because I didn't find a perfect heart in you, now you're going to be at war. So the Most High is looking for that perfect heart. The word perfect here is shalem, S-H-A-L-E-M. And it means to be complete. You did not serve me with a complete heart. The root of this word is shalam, S-H-A-L-A-M, which means to be safe, to be complete, to have completed, to restore. It has to do with regeneration, which is what makes a person complete. Very important. If Elohim requires our two hearts, our two centers to be combined, and both of them true toward him, both of them true toward him, is what makes you perfect. Then the reverse of that would be that if only one of our hearts was true toward him, but the other was not, we would not be true, but false in our claims of seeking Yah. If we be false in our claims of seeking Yah, then our proclamations are fiend. They are untrue. They are false. They are hypocritical. Saying one thing but meaning another. From the conscience, we proclaim that we love him and obey him. We claim that we're seeking him with all, but inwardly in our true heart, our subconscious, we're not. There's a disagreement there. There's a conflict there. And so we're not serving him completely. Go to Jeremiah chapter 3, 10. Book of Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 10. And yet, for all this, her treacherous sister Judah hath not turned unto me with her whole heart, but fiends tended, saith Yah. Now, if we go up here, go to verse 8. And I saw for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel, the northern kingdom, committed adultery. I had her put away and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass through the likeness of her whoredom that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. Stones and stocks and wood. He says that many men worship him with wood and stone. This is what Judah did. But they were feigning and playing like who? They were worshiping him. They didn't worship him with their whole heart. They were saying one thing. We worship the Most High. We are his priesthood, yada, yada, yada. At the same time, committing adultery and whoredom, worshiping wood and stone. Double-minded. Not with their whole heart. So he said they feignedly pretended. So the point Elohim is making here in these verses is very clear. If your heart is not wholly turned and both your hearts are not united together, then you are feigning your devotion. Because your whole heart, both of them are not for him. You are double-minded, double-hearted. One heart feels one way and the other heart feels the other way. Consciously, you're saying one thing, but subconsciously, your true actions are coming out and what you're doing don't line up. So he says, if you're not serving me with your whole heart, both of them, your devotion is not pure. It's not real. The word in that scripture, Jeremiah 3 and 10, feignedly, is secure, S-H-E-Q-E-R. And it means an untruth, deceit, false, liar, vain, wrongfully. Keep in mind that if something is untrue with Elohim, it's vanity. It is vain. What makes this false is that it is not done in totality. Both hearts don't agree. In order for this to be true, then only one of the hearts is involved, not the other. So in vain vanity do you serve me with your lips. Serve me, but your heart, your true heart, your second heart, you are far from me. Because you're pretending. So you have to ask yourself a question. Is this what's happening to the many? Are they serving Yah from one heart, but the other heart is not in agreement? I love you, Yah, but I can't obey every commandment that you have. I don't believe in my subconscious, in my heart of hearts, that what is said here is true. So I'll outwardly do something, but inwardly, I don't believe it. My two hearts don't line up. Is that what happened? Did they sincerely love Yah? Were they just saying it with their lips? Did they love him with their outer conscious heart, their outer conscious will? But were totally unaware of their inner heart? It says that they truly didn't agree. I'm double-minded on this. I know what I'm supposed to say. I know what I'm supposed to do, but I don't have the willpower to do it. I don't have the heart to do it. Truthfully, the inner man is not there. Is that what's happening? Did they refuse the narrow way? I don't believe all of your statutes, your laws, your commandments, your ordinances, and your judgments. They're not for us today. Or do you say you keep his statutes and commandments and his ordinances, but you will not keep his judgment? You'll find a reason is he's not to. We're not in the land. You know, we got to accept gay people into the congregation because that's the law of the land. I can't preach against that stuff because they might come at me. Double-minded. Saying you're serving Yah, but you're really serving men. Yah, I had those inclinations and those tendencies, and you brought me out of it. Have mercy on them. The fact that he brought you out of it, you ought to be thankful, and you can pray for him to have mercy on them, but you still got to apply his judgments if they refuse to repent. Can't say it's okay for you to be that way and keep those inclinations and say you're walking in his way. Say, so, yeah, I know I'm gay. But you still love me. What you're telling yourself. But Yah says otherwise. So you know that your lifestyle doesn't line up with the word of the Most High. Kind and the forgiving Elohim, but you don't want the terrible Elohim. And so because you don't want that, because you don't want that, then you will choose to say you're serving him, but still lean toward those inclinations. Still slip and fall into those inclinations. And Yah is saying, that's not the heart that I gave you. That's not the heart that I want out of you. You know you're supposed to obey, but inwardly, you would rather look at the same sex in a way that I told you not to look at them. And inwardly, that's what you really want. Just as an example. But never is it that they never chose to walk in the straight and the narrow. Yah says, don't turn to the right or to the left. Don't get outside of my laws, my commandments, my ordinances, my judgments. Do exactly what I tell you to do. So I can see a lot of people being conflicted. But Yah says when we become conflicted in this way, then we now have both of our hearts, our conscious heart and our subconscious heart, don't agree. And we're not serving him with our whole heart. We are pretending to. Yah, I got not with you. I know you say this, but I don't agree with that. Not serving him with our whole heart. Is that, could that be what happened to them? All these people that he says, get away from me. You claim you know me, but you still work iniquity. One of their hearts agrees. One of their hearts does not agree. Double-minded. Dual-hearted. However you want to put it, where you can understand it. Yah says you got two hearts. One that's conscious and one that's subconscious. And they both have to agree. And if they're in conflict, and you're not serving him with your whole heart. You're not serving him in agreement. You are conflicted. You are double-minded. In another word, place that he says, double-minded. And the two hearts don't agree. We are double-minded. Both hearts don't agree. He says, and anything we do is seen. It's not genuine. because we are conflicted in our heart. One of them does not agree. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1. Just looking at what could possibly be going wrong or have gone wrong with these people who say they love the Most High. They say they, you know, do works in His hand, in His name, not in His hand, but in His name. They perform wondrous works. They give to the poor. They're doing everything in His name. And still He says, I don't know you. What could possibly be the problem? We're seeing that, yeah, I said they have their heart, their conscious heart and their subconscious heart are not united. It's not united. They are of different accord. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. You have purified, you that have agape love, you who obey my commandments in both of your hearts, in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unseen love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorrupt by the word of Elohim, which liveth and abideth forever. So Peter is tying, he's tying unseen agape love, the truth, with being born again. He's tying those two together. And in a complete agreement with John chapter 1 and verse 3. Let's get John chapter 1 and verse 3. Chapter 1. In verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with Yeshua HaMashiach. Because you have received agape love in both of your hearts. You are walking with the Most High in agreement in both your hearts. You're not conflicted. Let's read verse 14. Wait a minute. Let me get to the correct one. 3 and 1. Behold. John chapter 3 and verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, agape love. And if you turn that into the Hebrew or into the Greek, you will see that it says agape. Because it always, when it says love in the scriptures, especially in the New Testament, it's always talking about the love of Elohim. Kind of love that he wants us to have. You will never find phileo there, brotherly love. What manner of agape love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of Elohim. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. So, when we are in agreement in both our hearts with the Most High, when we believe Him in the conscious and the subconscious, and we truly walk in those, we won't be conflicted. We won't do anything fiend. We will do it from true love. We will do it from agape love. So if there is an agape love, an unseen love, then that means that there has to be an opposite, a fiend love. And we know that that is coming from being double-minded. Double-minded in one of our hearts. That would be seen. We're not in agreement within our own mind, within our own heart, conscious or subconscious, where one of them does not agree. And anything that we're doing from that point is seen. Saying one thing, the other heart is saying something else. That's double-minded. And the Most High says that we can't serve him because the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So I pray that we can get this. And we draw from this. The regeneration, being born again, being born of agape love, requires both hearts of man to be combined, to be total, in total agreement. Your conscious and your subconscious. The Most High equates them to two hearts. If they are not, no regeneration takes place. The many believers rejected had only seen agape love. One of their hearts don't line up because they were not wholly committed unto Yah. With both hearts. And the requirement of Elohim is that we find him. To find him, that we have both hearts totally committed. Second Corinthians chapter 6, the book of Second Corinthians chapter 6. And let's get verse 6. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unseen. By the word of truth. It says it in this verse that there is an unseen agape love. And there is a fiend agape love. The false had a fiend agape love. Where did it teach from? From an imperfect love. One of their hearts don't line up, and they are teaching people that the Most High is all merciful, he's all loving, he's all forgiving. He is, he feels this way about a thing, or he won't feel that way about a thing when he has revealed his heart to us. And when our heart don't line up with what his heart is, we might say, men wrote that. We might say, that's your opinion, Brother Miles. We might say, oh, that's the way you're interpreting that. And every one of you to search inwardly. Ask yourself if there's something in the scriptures that you are conflicted with. If there's something in the laws of the Most High that you are conflicted with. Say you love him, you say you serve him, but there's something that has been written, and maybe it is the way that it's written in the English that you might need to dig in further. Ask the Most High to reveal it so that you can line up both your heart, your conscious and your subconscious, with what he wants, with what he says. But because if we're not coming at him from that way, and everything that we're doing with him, we're just pretending. It is seen. It is fake. It's false. We're coming at him from a double mind. We're not in 100% agreement with him. And he wants us to be in 100% agreement with him. And when we are in 100% agreement with him, then he says, we love him perfectly. Our conscious and our subconscious agree. And we serve him from that standpoint. So they, those that are serving him and teaching from unfeigned or fiend agape love, they will keep some things, but they won't keep it all. The warnings of the scriptures about the many rejections, how the false teachers come in with fiend words and a false gospel of salvation together right here. The deception of the many was that they were born again when they were not. They claimed that they were wholly committed unto Yah when they were only half committed. Part of their heart, their conscious heart, was committed. What they could say out of their mouth, but their subconscious heart was not committed to Yah. Both of their hearts were not united in one. So they were only half committed. Only one of their hearts had gone through a conversion. Only one of their hearts had been regenerated, not the other. There, deception was made by the redefinition or redefining of faith. The Bible also speaks of an unseen faith. So the opposite of that would be a seen or a false faith. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. Chapter 1 and verse 5. Now the end of the commandment. The end of the commandment is saying the desired outcome, the end state. This is where I want you to end up at. Is charity out of a pure heart. We know a pure heart is where both of our hearts agree. Our conscious and subconscious hearts agree. And of a good conscience. And of faith unfeigned. Faith unfeigned. So you can have feigned faith and you can have faith unfeigned. If your hearts are not pure, as in both of them agree, your conscious and your subconscious agree, then your faith is feigned. We can get. So this is the end of the commandment. Pure agape love. If the end of the commandment is pure agape love or divine agape love, how do we attain it? By regeneration. If we be regenerated, we have an agape love unseen. If we are serving the Most High, from a regenerated one and two heart, conscious and subconscious, then we have been born again, and we are serving him from out of faith unseen, a pure heart. If we are conflicted in one or the other, then we are serving out of fiend love, fiend faith. Elohim is the one that bestows faith unseen to us when both hearts agree. So the many that were rejected, could it be possible that because they had seen faith, both their hearts were not lined up with the Most High, their conscious and their subconscious? Which means that they would have had seen faith, that their definition of faith was not biblical. It was not the biblical definition of faith. They redefine faith as something that it's not. And then they taught that to people. And the masses grab onto it because it's really based out of brotherly love, out of brotherly faith. It's based out of a false love, a corrupt love, not the love of Elohim, not agape love. So they have the love of brotherly love in their subconscious. They're trying to serve Elohim out of their conscience who don't line up. Think about that. If in your heart brotherly love is true love, and the word of the Most High says something else, and so you know what the word of the Most High says, and that's what you profess out of your lips. But in your heart, phileo love, brotherly love, is what reigns you. You are conflicted. Therefore, everything will be defiled because you're really double-minded. Both of your hearts don't line up. One has brotherly love in it. The other one has agape love in it. That's going to be a problem. You say you're in relationship, but your heart is not whole. It's not pure toward the Most High. That is what he said. Only somebody that has truly been regenerated. Only somebody that has truly been regenerated can have faith unseen, can have agape love. All others are fiends. Gotta love the Most High. You gotta love with agape love in your heart number one. You gotta love with agape love in your heart number two. If you are loving with agape, if you're loving with brotherly love in heart number one and agape love in heart number two, you are conflicted. And if it's vice versa, you are conflicted. And if you're loving with brotherly love only, you're totally missed the mark. Because now your standard is brotherly love replaces agape love in your heart of hearts and in your mind. Those are not good things. So we can draw a conclusion. The false teachers, the false preachers, the false evangelists, the false vast majority of believers who followed them failed to get both their hearts to heart. Go to James chapter 1 and verse 8. Chapter 1 and verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. To James chapter 4 and verse 8. James chapter 4 in verse 8. Draw nigh to Elohim, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Make both your hearts line up. Let's see here. Go to James chapter 1, verse 6. Chapter 1, verses 5, 6, and 7. Where are we at? 659. We'll close this out here in just a second. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Elohim, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in unseen faith, not wavering. Because if you waver, then your faith is not really true. If you doubt, your faith is not really true. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of Yah. And when we doubt, we have unseen, we have seen faith. One of our hearts, we say with our mouth we believe, but in our heart we don't. In our second heart we don't. Stop here. Let's stop here and we will explore this further on tomorrow morning. The hidden man of the heart. This is what the Most High is looking at. The heart that we can't see, the heart that we can't control, the heart that is hidden, that shows our true self. We'll look at that in depth on tomorrow morning. I pray that something was said to enlighten someone. This is either going to draw you or it's going to run you away. I know this already, and it's okay. But I hope that you are encouraged to search your heart, examine yourself. Look and see if both of your hearts agree with the Most High. Or if you got your opinion on something and that's your heart on it, and it conflicts with what the Most High says, then we are double-minded. Say we believe the word of the Most High, but then at the same time, we're doubting somewhere else. We're not believing that it is true or that we need to walk in it. Then he says our faith is seen and our love is seen. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we come before you, Father. You know the heart, the inner heart, the hidden heart of all men. Father, reveal unto us that which we are not able to see. Let us see it, Father, that we might correct it if it needs to be corrected. Hear your word and that we might do it. With our whole heart, with both hearts being in agreement with your word, with your statutes, your laws, your commandments, your ordinances, and your judgments, that we might serve you as you have stated we must serve with our whole heart. If there be any doubts, Father, if anyone be listening and they know that this applies to them, Father. I pray that you would give them the same heart in both of their hearts, conscious and subconscious, that they would serve you with a pure heart and with a whole heart. If there be doubt, that you remove it. If there be disagreement, that you will move it. Remove it. If there be disobedience, that you would remove it. Whole heart. Both of them being in agreement. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, so we will continue this. We'll look at the inner man in the scriptures on tomorrow morning. Because a lot of people, what I'm seeing in the scriptures is they are serving the Most High with their outer mind and not their inner heart. And they are not in agreement. And the Most High says, if they don't line up, then it is seen, it is fake, it is false. And what he's looking for those who will serve him with the whole heart. That being said, may the Most High bless all hurt and harm, seen and unseen, until we meet again. Remember, I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Fear Yah and keep the commandments, right? For this is the whole duty of man.
Everybody else is on the line. Amen.